Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing from the book of Habakkuk, and we're talking about vision. And the prophet said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me when and what I shall answer when I am proved. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. I feel there are many that are listening to me today, that this word is especially pertinent and significant for you. God has given you a vision. As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, when God gives a vision, when he gives a burden, beloved, you feel it. It's something that you just can't get away from. Look at the prophet Jeremiah. He knew he had the word of the Lord, and he spoke it when no one wanted to hear it. And at one point, he was getting discouraged, and he said, Lord, you've deceived me. And he said, I'm not going to speak anymore. But then he said, it was like fire shut up in his bones, and he could not refrain from speaking the word of the Lord. Beloved, God's given you a God-ordained vision, whatever it is that thrills you or that makes you come alive inside. All of us, it's related to our areas, I believe, of our giftings and our talents and our abilities. And sometimes you might feel, in the case of God's calling, there may be areas that you don't feel very comfortable and you could feel very inadequate, but God can make you adequate. I'll just share a little bit of a personal testimony. When I came to the Lord within a very short time, within about a month's time, I heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass, and myself and a number of others, we came to his church in Oakland at the time. And I just love the Lord, and I had no designs. I had no intention of entering into ministry, but that's what God was grooming me for. And I didn't think I could do much of anything, so I just started volunteering by cleaning the church, and I was happy to do that. But God had larger plans for me, and probably as well that I didn't know about them, because I probably would have run in terror out the back door. I was very shy, very introverted, and here the Lord has me, becoming a preacher and ministering on radio, daily radio. God has a sense of humor. So the very thing that you think you may not be capable of, beloved, I can speak from testimony and from experience that God not only will equip and enable you, he will make you like it. I remember the first time I ever led praise and worship. Oh, I walked off. I remember it was the old sanctuary at 41st and Telegraph, and I said, I will never do that again. Well, don't ever say never, because surely enough, you will. The Lord has ways of just, if your heart is right before God, he'll have ways of getting you to do what his desire is. And you know what? When you walk in that path, it is the greatest path of fulfillment. So, beloved, you will feel a vision that God gives you, and he'll open the doors, as he said to the Philippian church in Revelation 3:8. He will open doors that no man can shut. And the motivation that you have, that energy, the inspiration that vision gives you will connect you or direct you, connect and direct you to a certain destination. That may be a physical location, it may be a place in the spirit, it may be in connecting you in relationship with others, but there is a certain metron, a field, an area where you will shine in those gifts that God has given. Jesus said, for this reason I was born. He knew he had a calling, and that was to fulfill the will of the Father. And so we can just trust God to bring us, and as we pursue that that God-given dream or destination or vision that He's given unto our hearts, then He will enable us to fulfill it. Beloved, God has a work for each and every one of us to do. That's something this ministry has understood for decades. And so when we had our local church, that we were always in the process of helping people to grow in their gifts, to maybe they would sing a song for the first time, or they'd preach for the first time, because they knew that was something God was preparing them. And so we set many people into ministry because we understand that every one of us has a work to do. And it may not just be in public ministry, not quote just what is called ministerial, but there is a tremendous ministry in all walks of life, beloved. My goodness, there's so many areas that each one of us can touch the lives of so many. It doesn't matter what your station in life, how old, how young you may be. There are friends, there's a circle of influence that you have. And even if you're somewhat confined to the home, even if you're up in years and you're not as active as you could be, there's still the phone. And if you're internet savvy, there's the internet. That's a whole world out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God has a work for us to do. And just as Habakkuk realized in that first verse of chapter 2, he said, I'm going to just watch. I'm going to wait and see what the Lord's going to say to me, because I know He's probably going to correct me. And that's generally the case. There will be a correction. There will be a reproof. He's ready to correct. He's ready to redirect when you are, beloved. Are you tired of your agenda? Would you like His agenda? Let me share a passage that's we don't hear preached out very often, but it's in Amos, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. That sounds sort of a strange scripture, but what are we hearing there? Is a shepherd will rescue a lamb from a lion. There might only be two legs and an ear. Well, beloved, we know that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking to devour those whom he may as he goes around wandering over the earth. But beloved, Jesus is recovering us. Praise God. He is recovering us. He is bringing us into a place where we can be restored. He will touch our lives. He will redirect us. He will correct us. And we need to lay aside those weights and get back on the journey. What are those desires that you have? What motivates you? What keeps you going forward in the midnight hour? What are you willing to go through to accomplish your goal? We need to follow that vision. And there's a personal discipline involved. And as we see in Hebrews 12 and 1, we're to lay aside every weight, not only the sin that so easily besets us, but every weight. And then what does Philippians 3 and 13 say? Well, there the word of the Lord says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we need to have clarity in our vision. Every successful company has a mission statement. And beloved, we need to follow through. We need to make it plain, make it sound. You know, I heard a story about the king of Siam, that in that part of the world, white elephants were very rare, and they were revered and honored and held in awe. And so what he would do, what he would give his enemy this majestic gift. And this elephant, it was because it was so special, they wouldn't work the elephant, and they would keep it guarded and watched and give it a special diet. And so while they were preoccupied with this majestic and magnificent gift, then he would attack. Why? Because he knew he could distract them with his gift. Well, don't allow yourself to be distracted. Get back to what God has called you to do. Get at work in spite of what you're going through, no matter how you feel. Going back to that scripture in Amos, it talks about the shepherd rescuing just a couple legs or an ear. But Jesus, beloved, is recovering us. Come back. There might just be a piece of an ear, but beloved, you still can hear him. There's enough of you left that you can still hear the Master calling. Don't give up. I'm with you. There are better times ahead. And remember that vision of Ezekiel that he had, the vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones. Oh, we're going to have to spend some time in that. I feel the Lord directing me there. But he's given you an ear. You might feel you've absolutely been mauled by the enemy, but he's still given you a leg to stand on. Remember, a couple legs were still rescued from that lion. He's given you enough to keep pressing on. Beloved, you might feel that you're torn to pieces, but God can heal and restore you. Amen. Let's take a moment and go to the Lord in prayer, because so many of you, you've almost given up. Hope. You've given up on your vision. The dreams that you had years ago, it seems like they're never come to pass. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just thank you. Like this shepherd that Amos talked about, you are in the business of rescuing those who've been nearly devoured by the enemy. Father, I speak forth life. I speak forth healing and restoration. Lord, that you'll strengthen those legs that have been nearly devoured by the enemy, the ears that have been torn. Father, you're going to cause them to hear your still small voice speaking to them. Be healed and be restored in Jesus' name. For the Lord would say to you, my beloved, I will gather you in my arms and hold you close in my bosom, that for a time and a season you shall know in a very special way the surrounding presence of my love and care and ministry to you. For I would heal you to the uttermost. I will restore and cause you to yet take new life and new breath and have new hope for the days ahead of you. For I am the Lord that is with you, and I shall not fail you, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, my time is rapidly coming to conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And let's just see what the Lord has for us. I think we might go to Ezekiel on tomorrow's broadcast. But God bless you. Thank you so much, UCM Partners, for your faithful prayer support, as well as your financial gifts that enable us to remain on this station and keep going forward for Jesus. If the Lord's moving on you, some of you have been listening for months, even years, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, won't you write? I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,